A very distinguished guest today. His name is Robert Ault. He is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, expert on issues of congressional law, published articles in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Times. He's a contributor on CNN, Fox News, and numerous other syndicated radio programs. Expert in constitutional law and the implications of Obamacare. Mr. Ault, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
My pleasure. Our question for you right off the bat, I'm going to dive right in. For our listeners, if Obamacare is upheld by the Supreme Court, if it's upheld, how much does that affect our liberty and our freedom now and into the future 10 and 20 years? I mean, how bad is that?
Well, it has a huge effect right away, obviously, in terms of Obamacare. And a lot of folks don't even sort of recognize, in addition to the obvious individual health care mandate, the requirement that everyone maintain insurance from cradle to grave and buy, quite frankly, more expensive insurance than many people need. You have a number of tax provisions that are going to be kicking in, from a high earner's hospital tax to everyone sort of remembers the tanning tax. There's a number of taxes that are embedded in this. So you're going to have a number of provisions that are going to affect people's daily lives right off the bat. But the bigger implication, quite frankly, is going to be the effect it will have on Washington, on Congress's ability to impose more requirements like this in the future. The problem essentially is if the court says, you know what, Congress can require someone to purchase a product even if they don't want to, and they can do so under the Commerce Clause, well, at that point, Congress does a lot of things these days that are, you know, sort of ham-handed. They give you incentives to do something. So if they want to have you purchase a fuel-efficient car, they do the Cash for Clunkers program, where they essentially give you a monetary incentive. There's a number of other things like that. This would be a whole new tool for Congress where they could simply say, you know what, you're going to go out and purchase this, or we're going to penalize you for failing to do so. And that would have a massive impact on liberty.
Let me ask you this. I mean, and as we look 10 years out, if they can require us, as you just pointed out, to buy health care insurance, they can require us or penalize us for buying a car or buying other goods and services. At that point, where does it end?
Well, and the answer is it ends wherever politics says it ends. There wouldn't necessarily be any legal limitation at that point. And those who say, well, you know, they'd never actually do this. The interesting thing is if you look historically, when the Supreme Court has granted Congress a new power under the Commerce Clause, has said that, look, you have more plenary power than we had previously given you, Congress takes to it like a duck to water. In the 30s, when they were given, each time they were given new authority, Congress would respond by passing just a glut of new laws, relying on that. And you can just sort of imagine it. Congress is constantly passing, whether it's, you know, sort of the new green initiative, tax credits in order to get you to upgrade certain things in your home. How much easier would it be for Congress simply to say, you know what, you have to go ahead and upgrade to a new energy efficient, you know, appliance, or we're going to penalize you.
All right, back to reality. Hopefully, just for a second. What do you think that the Supreme Court will actually do with Obamacare later on this month?
Well, you know, next month. I think it probably will be. You know, all eyes are looking towards the last week of the Supreme Court's term, probably the last week of June. And I think that the odds are that they will strike down the mandate. The big question will be whether or not they strike down the whole law. The mandate is about 3 to 5 pages, depending on the version you're looking, out of a bill that's over 1,000 pages long. And so you've got an awful lot of other bad things going on in the legislation. The question is, do they just tear out those 5 pages, or do they throw out the whole bill? Because the mandate was central to passing the bill. It's central to how the whole bill operates. As Paul Clement, who argued the case against Obamacare, made the point, basically this is the heart of the bill. If you take out the heart, it just doesn't operate right. That said, generally speaking, the Supreme Court bends over backwards to throw out as little of a federal law as possible. So that's sort of everyone's holding their breath. Are we just going to see the individual mandate get struck down, or are they going to toss out the whole law?
We're talking today to Robert Ault, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and expert on the implications of Obamacare. And I think it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal what happens in the Supreme Court if they do throw out the individual mandate, because they do bend over backwards just to throw out very as little as they possibly can. If they do throw that out, how does it get paid for and what happens to it?
Well, that ends up being a big question. They could end up then going ahead and tossing out. The government has said, well, if you toss out the individual mandate, then you have to toss out the requirement that insurance carriers have guarantee issue, provide coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, or it will cause a collapse of the insurance market. Now, it's possible that the court will take them up on that, or it's possible that they'll set up the potential for an absolute train wreck, which would be if the insurance companies do have to provide that, it would create that sort of problem. Congress would have to step in and fix it. And it goes to sort of the larger principle here. At the end of the day, the Supreme Court is not taking up the question of what is good health care policy. So after the Supreme Court is done ruling, there's probably going to be a mess for Congress to clean up. And as we've seen how well things are proceeding in Washington these days, you can imagine in an election year, probably nothing's going to happen on this. But come 2013, Congress and whoever's the president is very likely going to have to address this issue.
Let's just hope for just a minute that that Mitt Romney wins the election and the conservatives maintain a majority in the House and maybe get it in the Senate as well. And they've talked about repeal and replace. What do Republicans replace Obamacare with?
Well, the Heritage Foundation, for instance, has a plan that involves market-based initiatives. It's our Save the American Dream plan. Those who are interested in that plan can go to heritage.org, and we've got it.
Great.
Our healthcare analysts have outlined what it is that Congress should do in order to place the power back in the hands of the patients of the American people in terms of guiding their own healthcare plans and decisions.
We'll put that link up on on the Ty J. Young Show website so folks can go directly to that. Now, I've heard allegations that the Heritage Foundation originally came up with the individual mandate. Is that accurate?
We didn't come up with it. There was a time back a number of years ago in which some of Heritage's analysts had endorsed a much more narrow mandate than what was offered in Obamacare. It was one that essentially would cover catastrophic coverage so that there wasn't cost shifting. Interestingly enough, Obamacare prohibits that. You essentially have to purchase a much more robust plan. You're not allowed to get a catastrophic plan because they really want you to be cross-subsidizing other individuals. But we abandoned that before Obama took office for a number of reasons. One, it just didn't work as a policy matter. It didn't lead to near universal coverage. Two, it had too large of an infringement on individual liberty. And three, we looked at a number of ways, including the way Obama carried it out, and realized that there were serious constitutional implications. So,
I've got about 30 seconds left, but I'd love to know what you think will be the biggest issue for the election this fall.
I think it's the economy, hands down. I mean, I'm one of these wonky guys who works in the legal center, and I'd love to tell you that it's all my great legal issues, but it has to be the economy. But I do think Obamacare ends up being part of that calculus. If the Supreme Court strikes it down, I think that Obama is going to have to contend with the fact that his only real achievement while in office ended up being unconstitutional. And while he fiddled with that particular question, Rome burned in terms of the economy.
Right. All right, we're coming up on a hard break. Our guest today has been Robert Ault, senior fellow of the Heritage Foundation. It's heritagefoundation.org, is that right?
Heritage.org.
Heritage.org, there'll be a link on our website. All right, we'll see you straight ahead after the break.